The next morning he asked her for the keys. She gave them to him, but as she could not help showing her fright, Bluebeard easily guessed what had been the matter. "How is it," said he, "that the key of the closet upon the ground floor is not here?" "Is it not?" said the wife. "Then I must have left it on my dressing-table." "Be sure you give it to me by and by," replied Bluebeard. After going a good many times backwards and forwards, as if she was looking for the key, she was at last forced to give it to Bluebeard. He looked hard at it, and then said, "How came this blood upon the key?" "I am sure I do not know," replied the poor lady, at the same time turning as white as a sheet. "You do not know," said Bluebeard sternly, "but I know well enough. You have been in the closet on the ground floor." "Very well, madam, since you are so mighty fond of this closet, you shall be sure to take your place among the ladies you saw there." His wife, who was almost dead with fear, now fell upon her knees, asked his pardon 1,000 times for her fault, and begged him to forgive her, looking all the time so very mournful and lovely that she would have melted any heart that was not harder than a rock. But Bluebeard only said, "No, no, madam, you shall die this very minute." "Alas," said the poor trembling creature, "if I must die, give me at least a little time to say my prayers." "I give you," replied the cruel Bluebeard, "half a quarter of an hour, not a moment longer."